We continue in the Holy Sefer Tomer Devorah. Yesterday we did the second midah of Nosei Avon, who tolerates our Avonot, more specifically the Malach HaMashchit that is created by our Avon. And now we begin HaShlishit. We just started. HaShlishit, the third midah. Miel Kamocha Nosei Avon Ve'over Al Pesha. Let's translate it first. Ve'over al pesha, he passes over our peshaim, our sins. He passes over them. Like we say in El Melech Yosheva al Kisar Hachamim, we say, ma'avir rishon rishon. He lets it go. That's not so simple, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let anything go. Chas v'shalom, we should say, he just, you know, looks away. No, he doesn't. So what does it mean, really? What is this ve'over al pesha? He passes over our peshaim. Says the Tomer Dvorah, Zo midah gdola. This is a big midah. Shehare ena mechila al yedei shaliach, ela al yado mamash shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He begins with the point that the mechila, the process of forgiveness for our sins, Hashem does not hand it over. He doesn't delegate it to a shaliach, to a messenger. It's through Himself. Hashem Himself is the one who goes through the process of forgiving our sins. Ki imecha haserecha. Remember that pasuk? I think he might even bring it down. Oh. Ke dichtiv, ki imecha haserecha. Selecha is with you. Forgiveness is with you. You don't tell your some malach, hey, Michael, come over here. He messed up. You go find, forgive him. No. Hashem Himself is soleach. Now, what is the process? What is it that Hashem does? Umahi hasricha shehu rochetz he'avon. And that's the key point here. It's a chidush that is mechadesh on the pshat of over al pesha, which literally, like I told you, means He passes over our peshaim. He's not explaining it like that. He's saying over al pesha shehu rochetz he'avon. He passes water over the sins. He washes them. He cleans them. You know, like you say sometimes, some kind of plate or whatever is dirty, and you say, pass water on it, rinse it in water. Or, you know, that's over al pesha, according to the Tomer Dvorah. Kedichtiv, and he brings psukim. As it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Imrachat Hashem etzoat benot Zion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself cleans away. He washes away the tzo'ah, the dirt of Am Yisrael. V'chem k'tiv, and another pasuk, it says in Yechezkel, V'zarakti alechem mayim tehorim utahartem, and I shall sprinkle on you purifying waters, and you shall be purified. Which again is an expression to say that Hashem washes us. He washes the sin. The sin is very dirty. We don't realize that. We don't realize the effect, the ugly effect that has been wrought by our sins. We don't realize that. We don't see it. We're talking spiritually here. More real than anything, but we don't see it with our physical eye. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself comes and He washes it away. V'hainu over al pesha. Mazeh over al pesha? Sholeach memei rechitza ve'over ve'rochetz ha'pesha. He sends water. He squirts it with water and washes the pesha. Very interesting. So now, what does this have to do with us? V'hine mamash kidmut zeh tzarich liyot ha'adam. We have to emulate that. Shelo yomar, a person should not say, lechi ani metaken ma sheploni chata o ishchit. So and so, he sinned, he hurt me, or he did this and that, he did this wrong deed. I have to now clean his mess up? I have to clean up his mess now? Let him take care of it. Let him take care of it. If I may give an example, I'm just throwing this out there. There's a Gemara in Yoma towards the end of the Masechet that says about a certain Amorai, I think it was Rabbi Zeira, who would have a certain hanhaga that he would do. When someone wronged him, now if Rabbi Zeira feels that the other person is wrong, you can be sure he's wrong. Right? And yet, it says in the Gemara, Havimamtzi nafshe. He would make himself available for the person to ask mechila, which means he would go to the, let's say it was a store owner or whatever, he would go to his store and he would walk up and down the street, you know, just reminding it, hey, you know, I'm here. Got anything to say? But that's a gadlut. That's a tremendous greatness. What do you have to do that for? Let him come to you. And if he doesn't, okay, so it's all on him. No, I want to give him the chance to be mechaper, to be metaken. So that's part of what he's saying over here, that a person should not say, v'chimani metaken ma sheploni chata ushli. Lo yomar kach. A person should not say that. She'arei ha'adam chote ve'akadosh b'chu be'atzmo she'lo al yedei shaliach metakenet me'uvato ve'rochetz tzo'at avono. Because the person sins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not through a shaliach, and we all understand the difference, what that means. If it would be washing it through a shaliach, it wouldn't be as nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his loving hands, he's over al pesha, it's much better that way. But he didn't have to do that, but he does that. So a person should not say, what am I going to clean up? No, help him out. Help him out to be better. Like the famous story, I'm not going to say the whole story right now, but about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was insulted by someone, someone said very insulting words to him. He didn't know it was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter at the time when he said it. Long story short, this person was actually on the road to get smicha, to learn for smicha. And he failed his test. He wasn't that good. Who was the one sitting with him day in and day out, learning with him, so that he should study for the next test and pass and get his smicha? It was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter himself. So he was hurt by him, and now not only he forgives him, but now let me help you. Let me be mitaken your mess that you made over here. I know it's not exactly the mashal, but the idea is there. Then the Tomer Dvorah ends off with another point. Number one, he said just now, we emulate Hashem by saying, I want to help the person fix what his deed. And on a personal level also, the one who sins should feel a little bit shame. Imagine, you know, if a person spills wine somewhere on the table, what's the first reaction? I'll clean it. Imagine you see the king himself coming and he's scrubbing and he's cleaning your spill. It's very embarrassing. The king should have to clean because of what I did. It's very embarrassing. So the Talmud Torah is adding a second point here. This study of Midah number 3 should act as a deterrent in doing Averah again, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to cause Hashem to have to wash up my mess. So I know we read 10 lines, and now we move on to the next midah, but it takes a lot of reviewing to make this real in our mind. But this is tremendous. So, mi'er kamocha, nosei avon, ve'over al pesha. So we have to do that also. And that knowledge of what's going on helps a person think twice before he sins. Let's just begin midah harevi'it. Now, if you just translate the pasuk, it doesn't look like a midah. Who is great like you, who is forgiving and passing over the sins to who? Lish'erit nachalato, to the remnant of his nation, of his inheritance, which means Am Yisrael. Lish'erit nachalato, she'erit nachala means those who are left over, the remnants. That's us, from his nachala, from his inheritance. Who is the Nachala of Hashem? Yaakov, Chevel Nachalato. Right? Yaakov, Am Yisrael, is the Nachala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'erit Nachalato is us. Hashem forgives She'erit Nachalato. There is a fourth Midah being pointed to over here. And which Midah is that? So just a few lines. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnaheg im Yisrael v'derech zeh. The following is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with Am Yisrael. Omer, Hashem says, What should I do already? I'm not going to, you know, bring it all out, come down so hard on them. Hem krovai, they're my relatives. Krovai, my relatives. Where does he get that from? Because the word she'erit, in Lashon HaKodesh, in the language of the Torah, she'er, which means left over, but it also is used for a relative who's a part of us, right? Same blood. So she'erit nachalato is bringing here to attention the midah of how Hashem looks at us as his relatives, his close relatives. She'er basar yesh li imahem. I have a familial relationship with them. It's my family. You hear this? Shahareim batzug laKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the mate of Hashem. We are a couple. Kutshav Yichu Shchintel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Knesset Yisrael is a zug. We're the batzug of Hashem. So Hashem says, this is my family. Vekorela, and you see it all over the place, he says, Biti, especially in Shir HaShirim. That's where you really see it, right? Biti, Achoti, Imi, all types of relationships. You know, that's the ultimate love, right? The ultimate love is when you feel a relationship with the one who, let's say, you marry, you feel it's like a daughter, it's like a mother, it's like a sister, it's like everything. That's a wholesome relationship. That all the types of aspects of different relationships are included in that relationship, in that love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Am Yisrael, Biti, Imi, Achoti, Kede Pirshu Raza. Uchtiv, and we say it every morning in Psukei Dezimra, Rabotai, we're in the fourth Midah. We say, Uchtiv, Yisrael Am Kerovo. So normally when we read that Pasuk, we translate Yisrael, who is the close nation to Him. We are the nation that is closest to Him. But really we take it more literally. In Hebrew, Karov means a relative. Am Kerovo means we are family. Mamash kurvayesh lo imahem, ubanavhem, vehainu lish'erit nachalato, lashon she'er basar, v'sof sofhem nachalato. So this is my family, this is my inheritance. Hashem says, Am Yisrael is my lot in life. Uma omer, so what does Hashem say? Ima ani shem arei hakev alai. So if I'm going to punish them, I'm only hurting myself, Hashem says. This is sublime, this is very beyond us to fathom, but Hashem says, well, I'm going to punish them? Punish them is like punishing me. It's like a father or a mother, when they punish their child, they feel like they're punishing themselves. That's She'erit Nachalato. Now, I really would like to continue, but we're going to stop here, Be'ezat Hashem.